It is Thursday, August 8th, 2013. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Want to talk a little music?
I'm always ready to talk a little music.
I always feel like I'm faking you all out because it's a topic I know nothing about.
You say that. I think you're selling yourself short because you do know something about music.
I know how to listen to Kevin Kinder, our music writer for What's Up.
All right.
And he says that Corey Smith is going to be performing at the Rib Room in Fort Smith tonight.
All right.
And that we should know this because he's a good musician.
Okay.
He's a high school teacher turned touring musician. That's kind of fun. Has six studio albums and one live record, 2012's Live in Chattanooga. And he's headlining at 9 tonight. The opening act is the Dirty Guvnas.
How's that spelled?
I don't know where it came from. Okay. It's G-U-V apostrophe N-A-H-S.
Oh, okay. So, Guvnas.
And tickets are $20 at ribroom.com. Also, if you've somehow missed this, the Black Crowes are coming to Northwest Arkansas. They will be at the Arkansas Music Pavilion on September 11th. Still in extension of their tour, Lay Down with Number 13.
All right.
Don't know what that means either, but tickets are on sale for $32 and up at 443-5600.
And you said Corey Smith was a high school teacher turned touring musician?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else? That Jimmy Driftwood.
Really?
Well, he wrote, you know, the song that the Grammy Award-winning song that Johnny Horton later took to number one, The Battle of New Orleans. Jimmy Driftwood actually wrote that as a history lesson for his high school students.
And this is why Christina and I believe that time does not fly for you.
But if you listen to the song, you can get it, right? Because he's telling about the War of 1812.
But you're always learning cool stuff, and why time doesn't fly for you.
There's a thin line between that and becoming Cliff Clavin. I understand that.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.